My name is Ketsia Aurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Sylvia Jackson, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process period. The kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 17 from 12, creatinine of 1.06 from 1.06, and GFR of 58 from 55. There is no evidence of proteinuria or significant activity in the urinary sediments. However, there is evidence of crystalluria with moderate calcium oxalate crystals noted, period. The patient denies any history of kidney stones. We will repeat the urinalysis to assess the trends of the crystalluria. In the meantime, we advise the patient to decrease her sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours, decrease her protein intake to 60 grams in 24 hours. We advise her to avoid vitamin C supplements, to eat less oxalate-rich foods such as cabbage, spinach, tropical fruits, and dairy products, as well as processed foods. Period. We advise her to take her vitamin D3, 2,000 units, twice a day, every other day, instead of daily. Period. We will continue to monitor if there is evidence of crystalluria in the next visit. We will follow up with a 24-hour urinalysis stone protocol with saturation graph, as well as a KUB of the transplanted kidney to assess for kidney stones, period. Number two, hypomagnesemia, magnesium level of 1.6 from 1.8 noted. She is currently taking magnesium oxide 400 milligrams twice a day, period. We would like for her to take max citrate for best absorption. However, due to her recent bout of diarrhea, it is not a good recommendation for right now. We will continue to monitor, period. Number three, renal transplant recipient. Patient is status post renal transplant from a deceased donor into the right lower quadrant with ureteral stent on 6/20/19 at Tampa General Hospital, period. She is currently taking Envarsus 1 milligram, 4 tablets once a day, mycophenolate, 500 milligrams twice a day, and prednisone, 5 milligrams daily, as well as Bactrim for history of BK viremia in the past, period. Her tacrolimus level is 6.2, which is stable, and her BK virus is negative, period. She follows with Tampa General Hospital every 3 months with lab work. They are in charge of her lab work. Period. Number four, arterial hypertension, well controlled with blood pressure of 134 over 82. Continue with current antihypertensive regimen. Period number five, type 2 diabetes mellitus, well controlled with A1C of 6.5 from 6.3%. Continue with the current regimen. The next number, obesity with BMI of 31. Period, she lost 217 pounds today. She weighs 217 pounds today and has lost 4 pounds since the last visit. Period, we recommend continuing the weight loss with a plant-based diet and increased activity. Period. Chronic hep C, that is post Mavyret, M-A-V-Y-R-E-T, treatment for 12 weeks. We will send a copy of today's visit to Tampa General Hospital and we'll follow up in 4 months with and